بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل.
Have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the people of the elephants? Have you not seen, although addressed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, the message is directed at not only the Quraysh, but also all the Arabs who are fully aware of this incident. The Quranic address, Alam Tara, have you not seen, recurs throughout the Quran, which seeks to draw the attention of not only the Prophet, peace be upon him, but of everyone. Since many first-hand witnesses of this incident were alive at the time in and around Mecca and across Arabia and Yemen, they are asked, have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the people of the elephants? Verse 1. Only 45 years previously, many of these people had seen the incident with their own eyes. Even the rest had heard first-hand reports about the same. How your Lord dealt with the people of the elephants. As this incident was well known to all, the Quran does not offer a detailed account of the origin and objective of the people of the elephants.
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ.
Did he not bring their plan to naught? Did he not bring their plan? KAD stands for a secret plot aimed at harming someone. This raises the question about the secret plot of this 60,000 strong army that had publicly arrived all the way from Yemen. They had not made secret their plan to demolish the Kaaba. Instead, their secret intent was to snatch from the Arabs their control over the trade route by demolishing the Kaaba, and thus overawing the Arabs. They did not, however, declare this objective publicly. Rather, they pretended that they were seeking to avenge the desecration of their own church by some Arabs by demolishing the Kaaba. To naught. The reference here is to their plot's failure. Their plot was reduced to naught, and none of their objectives could be achieved. At other places too, the Quran describes the failure of other plots hatched by the unbelievers. The guile of the unbelievers always ends in vain. Al-Mu'min 40:25. Allah does not allow the design of the treacherous to succeed. Yusuf 12:52.
وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ.
And he sent against them swarms of birds. And he sent against them swarms of birds. The Quran uses the words Tayran Ababil. In Urdu, Ababil is a particular species of bird, and the assumption, therefore, is that hosts of these birds were sent against Abraha's army. In Arabic, however, Ababil refers to several hosts that descend, one after another. These hosts may comprise human beings or animals. Ikrimah and Qatada report that on that occasion, flocks of birds had come from the direction of the Red Sea. Sayyid ibn Jubair and Ikrimah assert that this species of birds had not been spotted in the region since or before that incident. They were not found in Najd, Hijaz, or Tehama, the area between Hijaz and the Red Sea coast. Ibn Abbas relates that these creatures had the beaks of birds and the claws of dogs, while their heads, according to Ikrimah, were like those of birds of prey. All narrators unanimously state that each of these birds carried a stone in its beak and two in its claws. Some Meccans preserved these stones for some time thereafter. Abu Nu'aym records Nawfal ibn Abi Muawiyah's first-hand account of the stones which had been pelted on the people of the elephants. They were the size of a pea and darkish red in color. Abu Nu'aym and Ibn Murdawi have cited several reports about the size of these stones, which slightly differ in their detail. Which smote them with stones of baked clay. Which smote them with stones of baked clay. Sijil is the Quranic word used for these stones. In the opinion of Ibn Abbas, it is the Arabicized version of the Persian word sangikil, i.e., the stone made of baked clay. Other instances of the Quranic use of sijil are verses 82 of Hud and 74 of Al-Hijr, stating that the same stones were showered on the Prophet Lot's community. Peace be upon him. Verse 33 of Al-Dhariyat clarifies that these stones were of baked clay. Hamiduddin Farahi, a recent Quranic scholar contributing valuable studies, interprets the verse differently. According to him, these stones were pelted by the Meccans and other Arabs, and the birds were there only to eat the corpses of the vanquished army. His contention in some is that Abdul Muttalib's visit to Abraha and his demand that his camels be returned are not untenable. Nor is it conceivable that the Quraysh and other Arab pilgrims had not put up any resistance, leaving the Kaaba at Abraha's mercy while they took shelter in the mountains. He insists that the Arabs did hurl stones at Abraha's army, and that Allah also sent storms hurling stones that crushed the invading army. Then the birds were sent in order to eat their corpses. However, we explained in our introduction that some reports indicate that Abdul Muttalib had not called on Abraha for the return of his camels. Rather, he had tried to dissuade Abraha from attacking the Kaaba. It has also been pointed out by us that Abraha's army arrived during Muharram, a time by when all pilgrims had returned. It was impossible for the Quraysh and the tribes in the vicinity of Mecca to take on the huge army of Abraha. Even at the time of the Battle of the Confederates, after their elaborate preparations and notwithstanding their alliance with other polytheists and Jews, the Quraysh could muster only a 12,000-strong army. They could not therefore dare to confront Abraha's army, which outdid them in every respect. Leaving aside all these arguments, the sequence of events, as described in Surah Al-Fil, does not support Farahi's stance. In the light of his contention, the order of the verses would have been different, i.e. verses 4 to 5 would have preceded verse 3. However, the Quranic version is that Allah sent against them swarms of birds which smote them with stones of baked clay, and this account is concluded thus, and made them like straw eaten up by cattle. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ and made them like straw eaten up by cattle. And made them like straw eaten up by cattle. Asf, as employed in this verse and in verse 12 of Al-Rahman, stands for the husk on seeds. This straw serves as fodder for cattle. As cattle eat it, some of it falls on the ground and some of it is crushed by them under their feet.